Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gangs got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take me back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take me back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, God, in the name of God, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah, all praise and thanks belongs to God, all praise and thanks belongs to God. We thank God for this opportunity. Thank you all for joining us tonight, Point of Impact. That's right, we hear y'all, that's right, April the 9th, we doing it again, that's right. And tonight we're doing a lot of special things. Krista and Hassan, you with us?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no doubt. We are here. We are here, my brother.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We're doing a lot of special things tonight. Let me just tell you right away, we got some beautiful guests with us. And I want to let everybody know that the show tonight is also live on www.fm3. You gotta forgive me. Hold on, let me get it right. FM3. Yeah, I know. I need to be reading my notes right. FM3. Oh my God, I gotta deal with my unprofessionalism, right? FM3. Okay, FM3. Corset. Corset.com, FM3Corset.com, and we want to thank so much our dear beloved, my mentor, my sheikh, Dr. Barry Levine, Barry, oh my gosh, y'all got to excuse me, I'm a little tongue-tied tonight. I'm nervous. I'm excited, actually. This is a beautiful night. Barry Levy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Dr. Barry Levy Evans. I always call him Dr. Evans. Dr. Barry Levy Evans, and he's broadcasting us live on his internet radio station as well tonight. And then we have a wonderful guest, a young lady doing mad, mad work out here. My sister, the beautiful Queen Anastasia, and, you know, also Mother Queen out here doing work for the community. She's going to tell us a little bit about what she's doing in the community. And, you know, listen, there's been some exciting things going on. Before I let Hassan jump out there and tell you about what he was doing over the weekend, yesterday we kicked off Reform, the first. This is a documentary, which is recording. It's a series, a documentary series, which we're going to be doing with by the beautiful talent of producer and film director Terrence Sharrock out of Paterson, New Jersey. And he is featuring me in this series, Reform, which is going to be hopefully coming to you soon on Netflix. And we started the filming and casting. We'll be coming out to a couple of places like Paterson, you know what I'm saying, to do some filming and things of that nature. So tune in for that. You know, we started it yesterday. We did, you know, the interviews yesterday, so you might can see a little bit of that posted on my Facebook page and my Instagram page. You know, check it out. Show us the support. This is big, y'all. This is real big. And don't forget, next week, April 15th, that's right, the Criminal Justice Community United Focus, Freedom Over Everything, Team Lamb, you know what I'm saying? We doing it big. We coming out April 15th, y'all, from 3 to 7. We're going to be having the Criminal Justice Forum and Fundraiser and Cultural Event. That's right, at the 80/20 Juice Bar at 5725 Hampton Boulevard in Virginia Beach. A lot is going on. A lot of positive things is going on. Hassan, what's been going on with you this weekend? Real quick, want to let the people know?
Most definitely, brother. And we appreciate everybody that's listening tonight. It's wonderful to have everybody in attendance. And for this right here, you know, I would just say that this weekend and this week, rather, as well, has been extremely eventful for me. Recently, I just attended a protest, somewhat of a protest, but it was more like a community town hall meeting at in Lexington on behalf of a young man who was wrongfully convicted by the name of Anthony Stewart. And Anthony Stewart is an individual, just briefly, who suffers from a traumatic brain injury, has suffered for such a traumatic brain injury since the age of 16 when he was in a car accident. It was an accident where he was on a moped and a car hit him. Since that time, he's had a traumatic brain injury, but before that, he even suffered from learning disabilities. And so he's had, over the course of the last 21 years, 18 evaluations, and 12 of those evaluations said that he was incompetent and unrestorable for the foreseeable future. And so what has happened is this young man has been given 21 years for charges that were trumped up upon him after having the same individual who conducted the mental health evaluation on him declare him incompetent 3 times. And on the fourth time, within 30 days, he declared him competent and they gave him 21 years. And so this is a tragic situation. I've known Tony for a long time. I knew him before I went to prison. And he has a debilitated arm and he suffers from acute renal disease. He's in end-stage renal disease, which means he has to have dialysis. And if he doesn't have that, then he's going to die. And so,
Yes,
we talked about it. We had them on the show one time before. And so we've been organizing around that to just bring a little bit of publicity to what's going on with Tony, because he has an appeal in right now. And we're hoping that it gets overturned on appeal, but we hope in the very slim chance that it doesn't get overturned on appeal, then we're mobilizing to be able to address it in a more unconventional way after that. which is going to be dealing with somewhat of reaching out to the AG office and so forth like that. So, yeah, we're really striving to make a hit with this one, but that's what I've been doing over the past week, and so, you know, it's been very busy for me.
And another thing that's been going on for everybody in the Tidewater area of Norfolk, had just brought into office and selected a young man to be the chief of police, Mr. Mark Talbert. And the NAACP president, she denounced this selection. Her name is Stacey Armstead. And the NAACP is calling for them to renew this selection because it was done in an unduly process, and there was definitely no transparency, no equity, which they had promised to allow the NAACP and other civil rights organizations to participate in this selection, which they did not in any way allow them to do so. So they've been on the news every since Wednesday, not protesting, but denouncing this selection. And if you get down to the city hall for this city council meeting, please come out if you're in the Norfolk area to come to the city council meeting on Tuesday at 6 o'clock to support the NAACP and Madam President Stacey Armstead in standing up for the community. You know, this is a very important issue, and it's sad that we keep getting these people who think because they are dignitaries that they are free of following procedures and policies. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to issues of placing people in government and state positions. So we really need to get out here and start supporting. There's a lot going on in Community United Focus, Freedom Over Everything, Point of Impact. We on top of it. We ain't playing with these people. You know what I'm saying? So look, hey, y'all keep supporting us. Keep, you know, keep tuning in, and in any way that we can help you, you know, let us know. In any way that you can help us, please let us know. We definitely need your support and help in the issues that we're bringing at hand. Okay, so here we are, y'all. We here tonight. So we're gonna begin tonight. Anastasia.
I'm here.
Oh, you want to introduce yourself to the people and let them know what you're doing out here?
Sure. My name is Anastasia Antoinette. I am the founder of Seeking Serenity Community Enrichment Program, and our program goes out into the community to help the youth learn about self-love, self-respect, social awareness, mindfulness, and the benefit of affirmations. So we have a lot of our youth, we see that they just either go along with the collective or they feel a bit disconnected and they don't know what it means to have true self-worth. They don't know what it means to have that self-respect that helps them stay focused and stay on the right track. They see that their peers, some of them maybe unlike themselves. That's where you get the bullies and the picking in the school systems. So where Seeking Serenity comes into play is mostly in the school systems, we try to do after-school programs, or parents can come to us. I've done Christian academies, after-school programs, summer programs, where the kids come in and I teach them in Seeking Serenity in a whole. We teach them what it means to be mindful of yourself overall in the collective, your self-love, your self-worth, your self-respect. And that way you can pass that on to another peer. Instead of joking them for what they might not have, let's uplift one another to show that we're a team, we're a unit, and we can pass that on to the community as a collective, because we have to help that generation that's coming up behind us, right? They're the ones that's going to be, you know, on those city council meetings. They're the ones that's going to be uplifting and running the community when we're no longer able to do so. So if we touch them now and reach them now to help them see that they are worthy. They're no different than anyone else. Money does not divide your worthiness on who the person that you are meant to be or who the person that, you know, might be standing beside you. So once we get in and touch those youth, then the future is golden for them.
Wow, thank you. Wow, that's wonderful. Mother Queen, you want to speak, Krista? You want to speak to that, to Sister Anastasia?
Yes, that's beautiful what you're doing. My question is, what would be one of the biggest pushbacks that you get, and from who would be the biggest pushback? Because I know when I was working in the community under the mayor's programs that he set in place, there was a lot of red tape where you can't have kids in your car, you can't have, you know, can't touch the kids. I remember one little boy, he hugged me, and someone said, you shouldn't let them hug you. And I'm like, well, he probably is not getting that at home.
Exactly.
From his own. So what are some of the pushbacks that you get, and from whom?
So most of the pushback I get is from, to be completely transparent, those ones who are in denial that our children need the help. So you have some families who feel like, no. And unfortunately, it's the older ones that, you know, what goes on in this house stays in this house, right? So they feel like if our children are out talking to other people, and, you know, once you show those children, especially the ones who do not have that loving intimacy at home, once you show them that outside of the home, that's when they start opening up. Oh, wait, I am worthy because my mother doesn't say this. Oh, wait, I do deserve X, Y, and Z because I don't get that here. They feel like maybe their secrets are going to come out or they're going to be judged versus let's all come together and work together to uplift. Maybe we have some resources to help in-house, to help your home, to help the entire collective. So most of the pushback that I've received are from those parents who do not want to accept the help, basically, are from, you know, those privileged communities who feel like, no, there's no need for the free help. Everyone should have to pay for something. So they look at those low problem areas as beneath them, and that's who I'm coming to help. I'm coming not just to help the people that look like the privileged. I want to help those ones who are not maybe that grateful, you know, well, not that grateful, maybe that privileged to be able to afford X, Y, and Z and show them that they are still on the same path and caliber as those ones who can pay for it out of pocket. So most of the pushback has been from just those people who feel like they're entitled to something different, or they have too much pride to say, you know, maybe we could do things a bit differently and we receive the help that you're trying to give us.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. And can you, you know, and one of the programs that we have developed with Community United Focus, which will be a feature program we're getting ready to push in August 5th, actually, in the Men's Summit out here that the NAACP will be sponsoring, is that we're pushing this program man-to-man, maintaining and nurture to maintain and nurture. And like your program, the first thing that we initiate is, you know, loving yourself. Can you talk more to why it's so important for Black youth especially to understand the necessity of having love for yourself? I know your program is really, really deep in it. Yes. Can you what's your program? How you? Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah, Miss Anastasia. Yeah, that's for you.
So for my program, we actually start off in the beginning of the program asking our youth if they know what self-love and self-worth is, because they both tie together, right? When it comes to, especially as a youth, not learning the importance of self-love and self-worth, that is how you get the children that run into the wrong crowd. And they feel like no matter how bad it is, guess what? It's attention. Oh, they have to care about me because they're letting me be in this clique, or they're letting me be in this gang, or they're letting me run with the crowd. So they get into that groups of that they should not be involved in. And that's how you get the gang members, the violence, the promiscuous girls mostly, because they don't know what it means to say, you know what, I shouldn't. I'm better than that. I can help them versus going with them to commit this crime. I can tell them something else that we should be doing versus breaking into these cars or hanging out doing drugs that's, you know, in the middle of the night. So when you don't have that sense of worthiness for yourself, you follow anything because you're looking to fill that void that you didn't know should not be there in the first place. So we start the program, definition of self-love and self-worth. Then we talk about affirmations and the benefits of that with mindfulness, because most people think an affirmation, oh, you're just saying something. No, you're reaffirming to yourself your worthiness. Again, and that ties in with the self-love and the self-worth. So we really hone in on that. We have a 5-week curriculum for the program because we want to make sure every piece of the self-worth, the self-love, the social awareness, the affirmations, mindfulness, even meditation, we teach them what these things are and make sure that they're really soaking in what it is. And not just on an individual level, we do group projects with them too. We do group sessions as well so that they know how to not only show that self-love and self-worth to another person, but if they see someone else lacking it, they also know the right words to say to pull them back up as well.
Okay. That's wonderful. Wow, that's amazing. Hassan, you want to speak to that?
Most definitely, I do. I think that, Sister Anastasia, I just want to say that I think that the work that you're doing in the community is so much needed, and it moves toward the thought process of providing a holistic solution to our problems, right? And and most definitely, I believe at the root of it is our youth, right? I think that that's at the root. And you know, I heard you speak about some of the things that the red tape and some of the other things that you may have to be able to deal with as far as obstacles are concerned. But what I want to know from you is what achievements have you obtained, and like speak to some of the things that you've been able to accomplish while you've been in the community, and speak to somewhat of the effect that it's had upon the community.
So starting off, I started off just as doing this business for myself. I didn't start off as a nonprofit. I started off with what I'm doing now, as I know it's needed. My background has been in the medical field and the education field since 2004. So I've seen, especially in the education field, because I was in early childhood education, I've seen those children who just were without that love, who really just felt that they didn't fit in. So I started it just as being an assistant teacher, teaching these children what it was. And I've seen the youngest child who I've been able to help, he was actually in the first grade, and his brother was older, his father was in jail, and he was going out here robbing and breaking into cars and just doing anything he could, because his mom, she worked literally 4 jobs, and he didn't get any attention. Today, that little boy is now going into the 9th grade, and he's in all advanced classes. And I still stay in contact with him, even though I'm not in Maryland anymore. I stay in contact with him, and he's like, you know, just from you helping me learn how to tie my shoe and telling me to wash my face, I look at myself so much different. And I've been after-school programs with children who are kind of delayed with the learning curve. And this summer I had the great honor of being at this amazing summer school program. And the kids, when I started talking about affirmations, I had this one girl who just was like, I'm not beautiful. You know, I don't have anything positive to say about myself. And she, you know, had a couple tears come out, and I'm able to encourage these children. When I see the encouragement, when they see that there's something else that they could hear other than something negative, even out of their own mouth for themselves, it completely changes the current trajectory of their thinking. So you know that even if they don't instill it in them, even if they don't grasp it right now, that's something they're going to remember. That's something that they're going to push through their mental, and it's going to come back up for them. So even though small accomplishment to me is a huge one, I'm currently waiting for this military cadet program to get back in touch with me. I had the honor of going up there maybe 3 weeks ago, talking to a cadet program for children in D.C.
Oh, wow.
Who are kicked out of the public school system because they weren't doing good. And, you know, I got the whole, okay, before we have this assembly, you know, they're troubled youth. They were sleeping this day. They're sleepy. They're cranky. They didn't get to sleep for 24 hours. And when they first saw me, they were looking at me like, who is this trying to come in here and talk to us? I had one girl.
What?
I put her on stage. And, you know, I asked her why she was crying. And she's like, no one's ever told me I'm beautiful. It makes me uncomfortable. But she was so happy to hear it. By the end of my almost two-hour assembly, they asked if I could be a part of their elective program because they like hearing the positivity. The children really, they know that it's something missing. And when they start hearing that goodness just about them and being able to tell their peers, they long for that stuff. I left that assembly in tears myself because I was so moved just by seeing how much I can really help the youth. They really need it.
You know,
wonderful. Wonderful.
It's really spectacular to hear these stories and the effects that you have, because believe it or not, we have adults right now that truly suffer in these deficiencies of acknowledgement of self. You know what I'm saying?
That
and seeing
true.
The beauty in themselves. You know, and just imagine if we had this type of education being implemented into the curriculum of the schools. See, that's the problem with the school system right now. It doesn't speak to us as a people. You know what I'm saying? And with that factor being in the way, out of our peers, you know, they go through life and they're struggling with these identities and this social awareness and, you know, being able to identify themselves later in life in their elderly ages, in their, you know, as they progress in life. They still struggle with a lot of these things because of the, you know, the ills that they've gone through, sexual, you know, deviancy, abuse at home, peer pressure and things of this nature. So I think, you know, programs like yours is definitely necessary in impacting our youth today in an early age so that we can start to structure this self-awareness, you know, early on. And that's wonderful. This is why, you see why I had to have her on the show, y'all? Because, you know, this young lady, you know, when I met her at an event in Norfolk, I forget the name of it, the event, but Engage Norfolk. When I met her at the event Engage Norfolk, instantly she was, you know, she just lit up the room. You know what I'm saying? In the area, in the circumference. And I was like, wow, I was just drawn to, you know, everything that she was speaking to, because I understand exactly how necessary this is in recultivating our children and our community. You understand? Because, you know, as a man who experienced, drug addiction and peer pressure and things of this nature, you know, I get it. You know, I see the necessary need of it. And through my experience within the barbed wire cities, you know, and striving to uplift other young men and socially incline them to uplift themselves and build their character and things of this nature, I contended with a lot of the issues that she's contending with now. So that's wonderful, and I just can't say enough to just applaud you and give praise to Allah for what you're doing in the community.
Yes.
Krista, anything you want to add on to that, Krista?
No, you know, like you said, it's not just one. There's so many things that our children and our youth and our community need. It's just great to see that a different aspect is being touched, you know, because what don't we need? There's so many different ways we need the help. So to know that we're being creative in a way that we're helping, we're touching on situations that, you know, people would not normally think that needs attention, but does. So I just love to hear all the different ways that we are building our community.
Yes, I definitely agree.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. Now, Nick, I would like to ask you. also, Sister Anastasia, in Man-to-Man and Maintaining and Nurture, to Maintain and Nurture, we talk about leadership. Can you talk more to, like, what, you know, does your program emphasize to the children about, you know, leadership and knowing when to lead and when to follow? Can you talk to that?
So I have, I guess, a biased opinion when it comes to when to follow. I don't teach anyone about following the collective. I personally, and with my teachings, emphasize the importance of following your own thought process and having your own voice and opinion. So I think that that is very important, especially for the youth coming up now, because you see a lot. Like my day, we didn't have the social media that we have now. We didn't have the technology that we have now. So when it comes to following or going with the collective, that's what you see the majority of. You know, most people do what the consensus says to do. Most people do what's easiest for them. So I just completely take the follow aspect out. Let's go with your gut instinct. Let's go with your thought process. Let's go with how you really feel about this situation or this topic, regardless of what someone else may say, right? And that's what I touch on when I'm teaching them what it means to have that self-awareness and social awareness, because you're going to come into different things in society, period, that you might not agree with, but everyone else thinks it's okay. So do you just stay hushed about it? Do you just not share your thoughts and opinions? Because that one opinion could actually be what helps a multitude. So I personally don't ever tell anyone to follow anything but themselves. And when it comes to, like, the community work or what goes on with these children and teaching them this, I also offer that to the parents. So one of the things I just started implementing in my program, so with the children that I have a whole entire workbook and packet for them, but I'm implementing a parent packet as well so that they can take that with them at home. You know what I'm instilling in your children, and you can continue this on too, because you should be able to know that as a parent, you have that discernment to say, you know what, maybe I need to stop following this collective as well. Maybe I need to change some of the things that I'm doing also.
Right.
So for me, it's all about being in any capacity instead of following anything.
I can agree to a certain similitude, because my perspective is that, you know, in order to become an effective leader, you have to first engage and obtain knowledge. Knowledge comes from listening and observing. And so in listening and observing, you...
It's not following, though.
Okay, now that may be... But, all right, when you listen, you're intaking something from somewhere, right? From what you're perceiving, right? And then from that perception, of course, you determine what it is that is beneficial for you. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, growth in any perspective of life, you have to, you know what I'm saying, have correct comprehension. You know, and sometimes, you know, when we don't have correct comprehension of things, it can lead us down the wrong path. So I do get what you're saying, you know, and it's not that I disagree. I just feel that, you know, it's very important, you know, for people to be open to, you know, someone's other's perspective that may give them a better light on how to proceed in doing something that they're striving for. You know what I'm saying? We all have to go through a process of education.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Being educated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, what she's saying is, I don't believe that she's saying, you know, don't sit down and listen to your parents who are giving you right. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want nobody to get the wrong perception of what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Because you know how I feel about
a child.
Perception? Perception is all in the eyes of the beholder. Perception and belief is taught to us as well, and that can also change. So by no means am I saying don't take authority or listen to the authority above you. Don't listen to your parents. We all need that structure. Everyone needs that structure at some point in their life. But perception and belief can change, and that happens with growth and maturity. So by no means am I not saying don't listen. Don't take the lessons that are meant for you. Don't, you know, hear someone else out. But don't just, my children, even when it comes to me telling them, I don't like something that you did, and that's not okay. It's not a dictator. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to tell me how they feel.
Right.
They're allowed to tell me why they did that and why they felt it was okay. Do I get the final say?
Right,
yes,
right.
I do, but they have a voice. They're able to state how they feel without feeling like they have to conform with what I say just because I said so, because I'm human too. I'm not always right myself, just even as their mom. So it's just being able to have your own thought process, not listen, or not just go against what you hear.
That's true. And that's the thing that I think that is something I instilled in my girls. My girls have their very different, three very different personalities. And, you know, a lot of times my house becomes the biggest debate house because everybody have their own way of thinking, their own what's going on and how they process what they think. And then the good thing is the fellowship and the conversation of, you know, sifting through what's good for us and what's not good for us. So I most definitely, a lot of times I don't dictate to my children. I allow them to have their own thought process on what is to them. And, you know, as long as it's not something that's harmful or hurtful to them, you know, allow them to, you know, experience whatever they're experiencing.
I love that.
Yeah. I think that for me, I, you know, just listening to it all and just taking it all in as it pertains to what it means to, you know, be a follower, right? And I think that when you speak to this as it pertains to free thinking, right, to not accept the status quo as being the end-all, be-all of your experience, right, to strive to find within that, because many times everybody goes along with the flow, right, the mainstream, that's what they call it, and when you do that, right, many times the solutions to the problems that you need that are going to be developed are not going to come from mainstream society. Many times it's going to come from going against the grain and being able to ascertain to what is good that I can pull from this and apply to my life, and then what is not necessary or what can hinder me that I can absolve from my life, right? And I can push that to the side. And so I think it's very important, like you say, to teach that aspect of free thinking, but then to also grasp onto that which is good. You're discerning between the wheat and the tares, right? What it is that you can pull from this cipher that is beneficial for you, and then what you must do away from with the cipher that is not good for you, right? And that's all in food, the same way you take in physical food, that you push away some of your waste, some out of your waste, the toxins out of your body through waste, and the nutrients and the good part of the food you keep for yourself. And so this is the same thing with food for thought. When you're taking in food of knowledge and wisdom, and you're striving to develop your own perception, your own eyesight, toward your own third eye, toward what reality is. And then you build on that. So I think it's wonderful, like, what you're doing now. I think that's necessary. And then just put it in the proper context and to be applied correctly, it can have wonderful, wonderful results.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's the beauty. That, you know, one of the things, Anastasia's program is absolutely magnificent. You understand? And this is why I wanted her to come on the show, because we need more existing programs going on in other communities like this. You know what I'm saying? And if we can collectively come together as organizations and talk about building programs like this in our communities, there's a great deal more we can do. You know, there's a great more that we can do. So, you know, I just want to, you know, just say like, hey, this is what it's all about. You know, I had to step away for a minute because the kids in my neighborhood are running out in the middle of the street, and they had a little sissy. They're banging on my window. But Hassan, hold on. You know, y'all continue to talk about the topic. I got to address the kids real quick, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. They're banging on my car.
Yeah, for sure. Most definitely. You know, to Anastasia, you know, I would like to know from you, you know, what is something that the community can do to assist in what it is that you have going, and how can they get involved?
So they can get involved with the program just by reaching out to me and inquiring about signing up. The biggest way I feel like they could assist as far as the community, so I'm going to start doing like community events or just, you know, their presence. Word of mouth goes a long way, right? Especially in these lower communities, as I guess people would call them, lower privileged communities. It would go a great deal just from sharing, you know, the information or passing along to someone that you feel could help. My plan and purpose with Seeking Serenity is to be able to offer it to these communities free of charge so that anyone could be able to benefit from, you know, just the growth in the whole. So the best way would just be to participate, to become a part of your community to where you're helping with the community, you know, spreading the word, giving out the information. And I took one of the things that you said is a way that I usually start all of my – I'm sorry if you can hear my two-year-old in the background. I'm trying to talk over.
That's okay. That's all right. That's life.
It is. One of the ways I start off my assemblies with these children or introduction is by asking them, what do you feed yourself? What's the first thing you think of when you feed yourself? And, of course, most people say, you know, this morning I ate fruit. This afternoon I had, you know, chicken and potatoes or something. But no one really stops, especially the youth, I would say, stops to think about the mental that they're feeding themselves. What are you feeding yourself internally? Do you feed yourself positivity? Do you feed yourself, you know, nurturing thoughts? Do you feed yourself on what it is that you deserve? Do you, you know, eliminate the waste that we push out, those negative thoughts, those not so good relationships, the toxicity, even if it's family? And that's how I start off everything, because that's a big important part on how you can actually nurture the self-love and the self-awareness for your inner self. And in doing that, you naturally feed off the positivity to someone else, right? So even when it's someone who isn't ready to receive it, if you stay in your space, you know, no one able to control your energy, it passes to others, even if they don't want to. Eventually, oh, dang, you remember when all this chaos happened around Say and she still was smiling? How can I be that? How can I get in on that? You know, everyone's mad and she's still in her peace. I need to learn what this inner peace really is. Even if it's not, you know, coming to you directly, it does spread.
Right.
And, you know,
Hassan,
that's remember we talked about the cultivation of the heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we talked about, you know, the heart being the faculty which is the king over all of your faculties, right? And then when you're purifying your heart, thinking changes. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly right. What you when you talk about feeding is, you know, I love that analogy she used. You know what I'm saying? That's very important. And that's one of the things I strive to, always. That's something we always talk about on the show, is about what are you bleeding into your heart? You know. When the noise is coming in your ear, when your eyes, what are you looking at? What are you walking to? What are you indulging in? Is it beneficial to your heart? You know what I'm saying? And I like that analogy. That was very, very beautiful. Now, before we go any further, If there's anybody who would like to speak at this moment, please push one. Please push one. And Jay Sean, do we have any callers in that would like to give a positive comment or ask a positive question to Sister Anastasia?
1 sec. 0514. 0514.
Dr. Evans, are you there?
That was
Dr. Evans.
0514.
Okay. Okay, let's see who else we can bring in.
All right, 1 second. 1173.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. How you doing, brother Miles?
I'm doing. I'm just listening. I just wanted the ladies to know. I appreciate what they're doing. I think it's great. I just want to ask them about the children that they, you know, with the community service and all that stuff. How they deal with the women, the single parents who got to work at least two jobs and they don't have time to be with the kids at the center. And do you think most of our kids are spending too much time on these TikToks and all that stuff? And that's what's really messing them up.
Sister Anastasia, you want to answer that?
For my after-school program or the enrichment program, I actually ask that the parents don't stay. So the purpose of this is to be able to impact children. And what I have grown to learn is from being in the school system and having my own children, children are different when their parents are around. I can touch them better emotionally and mentally when they don't have their parents there. So they're allowed to stay if they want to stay, just not into where the children can see them. They can stay and peek on their children if that's their comfortability. But the purpose of this is to be able to show kids that they, or the youth period, that there is a support system outside of your parents. I do believe it really does take a village. And so they should be able to know that there's someone else there that they can trust and that is willing to lend a helping hand. And as far as the TikTok question, it has definitely been a takeover with social media and electronics when it comes to this generation, and a disconnection from it. I personally feel that it would do them some justice.
Okay, yeah. And I like that point that you brought up, because you're right. A lot of times some children are a little apprehensive of speaking openly in front of their parents. You know what I'm saying? And being you know, kind of, you know, honest about how they feel. You're absolutely right. Can you bring in another caller in, Jason? Anybody else?
5885, you guys. 5885.
Hello? Are you there?
5885.
Okay. Do we have anyone else?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Let me see. 1 second. 5885, are you there? No, maybe she having a bad connection.
Okay.
No, she's not here. All right.
Okay. All right. So, you know, once again, now, so what are you doing actively right now, Anastasia? What are you? Is there anything that you have that the people can maybe know about that you're doing at present time?
So right now, I am I call it my hibernation phase. I had an event that I was supposed to attend yesterday, actually, but my daughter was under the weather, so I was not able to. So right now I'm in the process of submitting proposals and referral information to after-school program I'm in the negotiation phase with the military cadet program on how long my program and how extensive it will be and incorporated with theirs, because it's a 5-month program turnaround for them. So their students,
yeah,
their youth would come and live with them for 5 months. So we're trying to figure out
how long
my program will be intertwined with theirs, whether it be once a week, twice a week, or however. When it comes to the community here, Hampton Roads, where we are, so I have the curriculum for the program. The program is a five-week session, and people are able to sign up. And it's 10 students at a time, 10 to 12 students at a time, and it runs either Monday, Wednesdays, and some Fridays, or Tuesday, Thursdays, and some Saturdays. And they can contact me directly. I do also offer one-on-one coaching for adults, so that the, you know, if it's maybe single moms or parents who are looking to have that extra encouragement or to see how they can implement this at home or just for themselves, they can contact me for that as well.
Okay. And what? Where can they contact you at? Can you give them? Can you speak to?
So my email address is info@seekinserenity.org. That's info at seekinserenity, SEEKINSERENITY.org. Or they can just go to the website, which is seekinserenity.org. And they can find me through social media the same way. Everything is Seeking Serenity, SEEKINSERENITY. That's on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I do have TikTok, but the TikTok is all motivational stuff.
So
contact me through any of those platforms also if it's easier.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Please press 1. We would love to hear your positive comment or question. Please press 1. At this time, we definitely, Mother Queen Krista, you want to say anything?
No, I'm just listening to everybody, and, you know, one thing I can say is that the children are our future, and these are the things that I hold dear to me when I see people building to leave a legacy behind. You know, that's what's going to speak about us and our generation and what we went through and the things that we strive to do, just wanting our children to have better than what we had for ourselves. So I'm more than ecstatic to know that there are other organizations out there that's really fighting boots on the ground and really have the children in their minds and in their hearts, because that is our future.
Well, just to let you know, Sister Anastasia, Community United Focus, Freedom Over Everything, and Point of Impact, I'm here to support you. We're here to support you in anything, any initiatives you're pushing. I love your program. I love what you're doing. I love your character and the example that you bring to young women and young ladies. And I just want to just say, you know, may God, Allah, continue to guide you and uplift you and give you strength and provision to do more. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much for all that you're doing, sister.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So, you know, I'm looking forward. I'm hoping that you'll be joining us next weekend on the 15th, and definitely letting everybody know what you're doing. Bring some informational pamphlets or something, so that because a lot of people, I'm sure, would be interested in your program. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and
we will.
Also.
Oh, you know that. Well, you had me chase you for 2 weeks. So, you know.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. But I really wanted her to come on to the show because the program she has is so dynamic. You know, it's really dynamic. But not only is the program dynamic, but she is as an individual, but most importantly as a mother and a queen, a black woman, she's really dynamic, you know, and that's just, you know, very refreshing to see someone working as she's in the community like she is. And we just, you know, I give all praise due to Allah for the strong many women that we have in our community, you know, who are doing all the things to help, you know, redevelop and re-educate, re-cultivate our communities, you know, make Allah continue to reward you, all. And just remember, everybody, you know, just, you know, we just got to remind people to keep God, keep Allah first, you know, and that's what's most important. So, you know, we're doing it. Hassan, anything you want to say?
Oh, man, most definitely, brother. You know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that a nation can rise no higher than this woman, because the woman is the first nurse, teacher of the seed of your child. And I just want to shout out all of the sisters, like such as Sister Anastasia, who are doing the beautiful work of cultivating our youth, right, and striving to be an example, especially for young women and girls, but also for young men, as to what type of woman that they should be looking for, that they should be seeking, you know, and that we might be able to change through a cultural dynamic, somewhat of a paradigm shift toward a more positive state of living. Through programs such as what Sister Anastasia has incorporated, so we have to be in support of these things, and you know, I'm just challenging everyone to make sure that they do their part.
You know, to add on, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's praise and salutation be upon him, may God's praise and salutation be upon him, he said that the key to paradise is at the feet of your mother. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, and he said the best of you are those who are good to their women. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we definitely, and we stand strong in this show in supporting the black woman and the black mother, and going out and doing the work and nurturing our community as we know we need them to. You know what I'm saying? That's something that we strong on here, and we definitely will not tolerate any belittlement or belligerent behavior towards the women, the wombs that we come from. Now, we ain't doing that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, this show has been amazing. As I knew it would be, I'm very grateful again. I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Barry Levy Evans for broadcasting our show. I don't know, we couldn't get him on, but I can hear when we pulled up his number, I can hear that we are on his show. And Dr. Levy will be Dr. Barry Levy will be joining us hopefully next week on the show. We also will be broadcasting from his radio station real soon, along with keeping our show here at, you know what I'm saying, Point of Impact, keeping the show here with so that people can call in who, you know, not everyone is swabby with the laptops and the internet, and some people don't have laptops, so we love to keep this underground network moving to where people can call in and, you know, join in and hear positive things and get positive, you know, energy. So this has been a wonderful show. Sister Anastasia, we're going to let you go. I want to tell you again, you know that you get nothing, you know, have nothing but love for you, sister. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your time while she actually took time to talk to us while she was out with her family. So I deeply appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's my wife.
You know, I deeply appreciate you, you know, I ask your children to thank them for allowing us to, you know, have your time, and, you know what I'm saying, and we appreciate you so much. I look forward to maybe having you back on the show again. Is that okay?
That is okay, and thank you for inviting me. And Chase, look, chasing me, as you call it, says.
Right.
Yeah, she felt,
right.
I would definitely do that.
Yeah. I give her excuse on 1 week. She was a little sick. You know, she got a little sick on us, but the other week I kinda had to get the horses, the dog out of the pond. I had to go Where you at, sister? We need you on the show. Come on. But no, she's busy. She's a busy mother.
That's
she's
right.
a busy, you know, she's a busy woman in the community. So, you know, enough respect, you know. And we're going to close out now. Sister Krista, Mother Queen, you want to say anything before we go?
Yes, I'm just excited for what the future holds. I'm hoping that there are many more opportunities where we can most definitely just help and be a part of the building process and just collide with all that we have going on as well with the youth and young adults, uprising seniors and those who's ready to graduate from high school, you know. Those are the ones that we have to really focus in and make a big impression on so that they, you know, solidify their futures and make sure that they're, you know, heading in the right direction. So I'm excited. More than excited.
Hassan?
Yeah, just, you know, this has just been wonderful, a wonderful experience. Every week is something to behold. We always have a wonderful show, and I have yet to be disappointed in anything that we brought forth. This is wonderful. I really love highlighting Sister Anastasia and her program, Seeking Serenity. So everybody remember Seeking Serenity. I'm most definitely going to the Facebook page and Instagram and everything, and I want to most definitely support. And we're going to share. So we want everybody else to do the same thing. Share. And put the word out there about Seeking Serenity. And just thanks again to everyone who participated and who was listening.
And we're going to let our lovely guest, Ms. Anastasia, any final words you want to leave us with?
Well, I just want to thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. I love the vision and speaking to you guys, you know, your support for the community and all that you guys have to offer. Seeking Serenity for me is not a business. It's not just a nonprofit. It's the passion and the promise that, you know, the Most High instilled in me to make sure that I give back to my community as much as I can, especially for the kids. So I appreciate those that are listening. I thank you guys, you know, just for being able to highlight what I have to offer and get it out there and sharing the information. And I can't wait. I'll definitely be in support on the 15th there with you guys. And I'm here to help any way that I can with you guys as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to reach out to her. I had to reach out to her and get the sister shot. You know, she really did.
Yeah.
And, well, Jay Sean, you got anything you want to say besides another great show?
Well, you know, I'm on the outside looking in, so I can hear everything, very clearly. So, you know what I'm about to say. It was a very, very good show. Everybody stay safe.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, with that, we're going to close. Listen, once again, I want to give a big shout-out to Sister Anastasia, you know, Seeking Serenity. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. Of course, you all know that I love my co-hosts very dearly, my sister, my mother queen, Ellison, and my brother to the people, Hassan Shabazz. And, of course, myself, y'all know who I am, Minhaj Malai, Derek Hansford. And, yes, we're here representing Community United, Focus, Freedom Over Everything, Point of Impact, y'all, touching the world. This is what we want to do. We want to bring an impact to our community and our society, but most importantly, we want to impact the world. So, yo, y'all keep joining us, okay? And Dr. Levy, we thank you so much. Dr. Evans, I appreciate you so much for giving us this opportunity. This is fantastic. We look forward to coming on your radio station and expanding and doing more incredible things in our community. So with that, I wish that everyone, you know, please be safe. But before I go, I want you to take this moment right now just right now, stop whatever you're doing. Stop it. Just stop and do something right now that will benefit you in this life as well as the hereafter, and that will benefit your family, and that will benefit your community. And most importantly, I'm going to leave you with this message, okay? Know and understand that success lies in keeping God first in your life, okay? Everyone, have a wonderful, safe night. Please join us next week. We'll be here on the 16th doing our thing again, God willing, inshallah. So join us then, and everyone be safe. Assalamu alaikum. Love you all.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Get a shot of one. So I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we finished text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, yeah, and love a homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see you. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.